I wonder what they do on days like this.
Oh, they gotta be.
That's a good point. They haven't had much of it, really.
No. Five, 6 inches of rain.
Yeah, that's
that little parking lot.
Where do you stay there? Do you run for cover?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, you've got the cinder block to keep your tent down, but water is coming through.
Well, you know what happens when you're rained in a tent. I found this in the Army when I get snowed in or rained in after about 8 hours. You know what happens? It's
yeah, yeah, just damp and muggy. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
They'll get a bath, though.
I just want to say, here's the deal. Last night, something that no man has probably ever said, I'm saying it now.
Oh, my Lord.
Martina Navratilova was,
I knew it.
Was pretty.
I knew it.
She was pretty. I thought she was.
I missed her dance, but I heard them saying that she was wonderful. Yes. Were they just being nice?
Her personality.
She said she had not worn a dress in 20 years.
Are you serious?
Her shoes.
And when they showed her the high heels, she was like, I got to wear those?
She's not used to it.
She's not used to it. But
I give her credit for trying.
I thought she looked pretty. She smiled, personality. Chrissy Everett's in the audience.
They didn't have, who was the guy on the first year, the Bigfooted guy? They got twos and ones and threes.
Yeah. Was that Olbermann? No, no.
The black dude? Yeah.
The
lowest mark, I think, was a six.
Oh, yeah, they gave him a lot of high marks last night.
They sure did. They sure did. And again, like Tommy said, I mean, they've come into the age of tweeting, so you can tweet right now and respond to them and all that. Yeah.
They were saying it's the greatest performances of highest rating scores. I think they've got now where again they're not obviously they're like B level actors and celebrities. But these people, a lot of them can dance already. I mean, it's going to be a dance competition because all these folks can already dance for the
most
part.
Well, when you come on as old as I am, and when you come on, and I'm still old school. So when you come on and say this is our 12th season, when actually it's only your sixth.
Yeah, right. They double up to two. Yeah, but yeah. Did you see Donald Driver? Ted Driver will do well. I like the girl said. The skinniest legs he did every time.
And rolled them up. Yeah. He had no problem rolling them up because there's nothing to roll them up over.
Well, it gives something to watch. I know that my mom was glad to be able to see that on TV now. So it's every hospital room, 9 out of 10 hospital rooms have Dancing with Stars on.
It was proven last night, though, that it is a chick show.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, I mean, when that one guy came out that I ain't never heard of.
Who is he? What does he do?
He's a movie star.
He was in J-Lo's video. He's the Latin hunk that every girl now will be talking about.
And Bruno.
Oh, my gosh. Bruno, basically went after him.
You know what? Here's something else. Male chauvinist pig. I'm wrong. I'm living in the wrong century. But how come it's okay for the guys to fly their shirts open and show their stuff, and a girl does that, they're taking them off the air?
Well,
why is that?
Why is
That's
it?
A
why?
So standard. What you're saying is, why are the boobs of a woman different than the boobs of a man?
I see no difference.
Do you see us walking around with our shirts off? I mean, really?
Have you seen some of the guys that walk around with their shirts off? Have you ever been to a Skinner concert with big old hairy back with zits on them?
That's gross.
That should be against the law.
Those guys are in Mudcats. That's who those guys are. They're Mudcats, right?
All right, this hour we'll just deal with what are you mad about? Because we've got Linda here to lighten the load. My three things I've changed now. I've dropped I'm going with the debarking dog. The fat people at in the grocery carts. They get mad at me for talking about them. Well, they are. They have no handicap. Some of them do, but. The thing of it is, when I see them, they don't have cucumbers and lettuce and carrots in their bags. No, they got Cheetos, Oreos, and Ho-Hos in their bags. And then they try to get their cart through the line. That makes me mad.
Oh, Tommy, I miss you. That is so funny.
Number two. And I should have thought of this as number two ahead of time. Number two is the texting deal. And there was an article in the paper last week, Wendy, about... We're losing touch with face-to-face conversation.
Sure.
Because when you go out to eat with someone, half the time one of you is texting.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an idea that when you go out to eat, everybody has to turn their cell phone off and put it in the middle of the table, and the first one that has to go to their phone picks up the tab. And I thought that was
pretty good.
I thought that was a
good
idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it's a very good one, yeah.
Yeah.
You, as tight and frugal as I am, I would never buy. I'd probably hedge my bet by going, Samantha, kids, don't be calling me. There's an emergency.
Just leave your phone in the car.
Right.
And the barking dogs that the owners can't even hear because I guess they're deaf. Other than that, my other stuff is inconsequential. Those are my three things. So you think about what are you mad about? I know you're mad about that. Wrestling Man was livid. Livid yesterday afternoon when I told him I was going to do this.
Uh-huh.
He is very mad.
Why is he mad?
I guess we'll find out. He had I have no idea. Something to do with the climate.
It's at it's amazing. God's plan for so many things, and to know that all that pollen's here and all this rain that's
God
coming,
is their pollen.
It's to wash it away. It just has to be. That's
perfect.
And he does that stuff. That is so cool.
You know, we have a garage, and Karen has a dark car, and it was cleaned Sunday. It was parked in the garage Sunday night. She took it to work yesterday and brought it home, and it looked like a yellow, yellow brownish.
I know.
It's not even.
You
can't. And people are writing, "Wash me," on all those cars.
Yes, you can see that. When I was at visiting my mom Sunday and Saturday, and looking down at from the fifth floor there. And you can see it. You can just see it on the street and the ground. You just know it's there. Can't see it when you're down there on that level, but see it. And then it's like drifting snow coming.
Yeah, it does. It makes little piles
of
it.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
What is that stuff? Is that magic dust that Mighty Mouse did?
It's amazing. And weed pollen. Don't smoke
it. So what are you mad about? We got Babe Brackett and other stuff, but we have Lindy here. Who?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Lindy.
Oh, my gosh. This is early.
This is your grand opening, grand reopening
it
week.
It is. I can't believe I've been gone for like 3 months or 2.5 months.
Whoa, it is wild.
Has it been long already?
I think so.
Wow.
Well, I left in January.
The first thing that happens, as God as my witness.
Oh, no.
Lindy goes, so what's the scoop? What's going on?
Yeah, what's the scoop?
What did I say?
Nothing.
I said, God made RJ said, well, really nothing. Basil walks back in, and it was like a gossip.
I mean, he sits down, crosses his legs, and he's just on.
Was that true or not?
No, totally true. Well, okay. that's what I need
to
know.
Well, we just discussed the nuts and bolts of this company.
I would hardly say that's a nuts.
Oh, I think Lindy already had some honest opinions. She's talked to folks. But anyway, the main thing is that you. I noticed, guys, that she, of all the shows that she booked for her new company,
I knew y'all were going to say
this. Zone that's coming
really?
Out there.
Really? Okay.
Because we'd let her come in for nothing to hang.
Wait a minute. I told you this before. I'll tell you again. Anytime, any day, that door is open.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
I'm just saying.
But listen, my store doesn't open till 10. The ribbon cutting is at noon. I mean, it's happening during
the
zone.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's
I knew y'all were going to get on to me about that.
No. Well,
then I actually thought, I wonder if I can have him out to the
I'm
store.
Just kidding.
But it'd be so boring.
Roger,
you know?
Come for Taffy.
I want y'all to come.
You'll get a free billboard. You probably get a billboard in Roger's yard.
How's the business world?
It's good. I'll tell you this. I've always just given my business to local businesses, you know, and we have a lot. I still say we here at the Buzz, you know, you have a lot of local clients, but I have just a new respect for local businesses. It is. You have to have that drive, and it is a 24-hour deal.
Okay,
when you
would be known when, and I got to know early what buttons to push with you.
Yeah.
When somebody pushes the wrong button, you screwed up. You might as well just stand back and take the whooping because you're going to get it. As a new business owner, has something stuck out in your mind that makes you just so mad? You go, I never even thought of that. That makes me so mad.
Well, because, you know, I've had to learn a whole new trade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to think. I've been going, you know, almost 10 years dealing with men and male listeners and, you know, promotions and things all, you know, to the other side of the spectrum, which is women.
Yep.
And just the public every day. You know, I mean, people are just walking in off the street. So it's just a different way of dealing with things. I'll tell you this, though. If there's a mistake or a problem, it's me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's nobody to blame. There's nobody to fix it except for me. And I think with that I've grown up a little. I mean, I grew up a lot here. Trust me, but I've had to grow up very, very fast and know how to deal with things and go back in my office and cry and scream and not take it out on the showroom floor.
So if something happened here that you possibly could have control over, but it made you so mad you could say, let's get Steve or Justin deal with
it. Yeah, and I can't.
And now you can't do
that. It's me. Which, on the other side, I love. Because now I can do what I want. I mean, the rules are my rules. But it's a whole new ball game. I mean, it really is.
The rules were always
your rules. But, you know, I actually got some really great advice from, you know, like Rel over at Image One. I talked to Don at Dugan's. You know, Al at the butcher shop, you know, these people I trust and I love. And they said, you know what? There are days where you're going to feel like you've been punched in the gut. And then there are days that you are just going to walk out just elated, just so excited. And I've had those days where I'm just like sick to my stomach. And then the next day, it couldn't be better.
You have to start all over.
Yeah. Yep. Every day is a new day. And
I say this, guys. I have I've been in small business ownership and management before. It's the backbone of America.
It is.
Small business.
It is.
I mean, it's people out there that employ you. I don't know how many employees you have.
I have five.
There's hundreds of thousands of small businesses like this. And that's, of course, you know, the tax issues and the things you got to jump through to get it done. But I think that's the thing that really, you know, drives this country or businesses, small businesses.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, and like Chris Cromless from Tropical Smoothie. I mean, we had a long talk the other day, and you know, it's amazing the taxes and the things that they put on us. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just never knew. And so anyway, I'm here to support local business. Woo!
Wendy's gone mom and pop.
Yeah, but it's really great. I've got five part-time employees that are fabulous. I hired three of my best friends, so I'm surrounded, and two other girls that are just amazing, and I'm surrounded by just good women, and I trust them and love them. And
well, I saw you on Jen on Saturday Daybreak a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
You look very nice.
Thank you.
Several young ladies up there, because it's not just about weddings that you have.
Yeah,
I
was closed for a little bit in January, opened back up at the end of January, and just guns blazing. It's the big season for weddings and
proms.
Prom is huge. And so we've been just selling.
All right, here's something I got to ask you.
It's
so
awesome.
So you mean to tell me that you dye shoes?
We dye shoes. Isn't that fabulous?
So you got a shoe that that a lady is wearing right now to a prom. A girl's wearing a prom.
Well, it has to be a white satin shoe, and we sell them.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, but when you've painted it red, does that come off, and you can reuse that shoe?
No, we could probably dye it one more time, a different color, just depending on the color. But no,
so that's
I mean,
what you start out with.
Yeah,
wow.
Isn't that cool? So
that
you
is
can.
Cool.
We actually did a lot this weekend where the girl bought the prom dress,
yep,
and we're dyeing it to match the dress. But what's really big too is the girls, for the brides, that you buy the white satin shoe and maybe it's got a bow on it, and you dye the bow blue, so it's that something blue that's with their gown.
I'm sure ladies knew all about that, but I didn't know that.
And a lot of people don't. I mean, the dyeing shoes is coming back, and of course bridesmaids, it's always been, you know, where the shoes match.
Well, it's a
the dress
no-brainer. You won't have a problem finding matching shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, which I'm very intrigued by.
I know.
Ron always intrigued. Look at it.
Yes, that's pretty cool
stuff. But I'll tell you this. The greatest part about it is that we make brides happy. And literally, and this is so cheesy, I cry with them. I mean, when they find out that it's their dress and they start crying and having their moment, I'm right along with them, and that is,
wow, that's a lot. That's
it,
draining.
Seriously,
draining for you.
The first time they put on their wedding dress, it's a moment.
When they figure out that it's there. So when they, because the dress finds them. I'm not kidding. It is the crazy.
Wow.
I've seen it happen.
That is philosophical.
I've seen it
the
happen.
The dress will find you.
It will. Well, and here's the thing. My girls, my part-timers, are not paid on commission. They, you know, I tell them, do not force anybody into a dress. We help them find their dress, and it finds them. We had a girl last week that, as they're putting her in the dress in the dressing room, she starts sobbing. And sobbing all the way out to the mirror, sobbing all the way back. She tries on a couple more dresses, not the same. Gets the other one back on, just cried for like an hour. I mean, the girl would not stop crying. But that's fabulous. I mean, that.
And then you go, please leave your check.
No.
No, we don't take checks.
But it's great. I miss you guys. I miss the camaraderie here. I do. I miss the David drama.
Well, you
I
know
do,
what? Listen, we got BuzzBQ coming up. Why don't you just be a consultant for BuzzBQ coming up?
Or buy a booth.
Yeah, but I said, do you have a booth?
Oh, listen, okay, that's where I need to be.
That's where she needs to be at the booth.
Well, of course, you know, with this re-grand opening, surely there's some fun, like a putting contest something fun you're giving away to for one or whatever.
I heard they needed volunteers.
I'm announcing two big promotions on Thursday. My grand reopening. You know, the Bridal Cottage has been there for 32 years.
Yeah, I heard.
And I'm now the third owner. And so we're having a grand reopening because, you know, they've been there forever. Right. So the Zone's going to be out there from 10 to 1. North Rock Chamber is going to be out there to do my ribbon cutting. I get a ribbon cutting.
Well, who's doing a show with Bradley out there?
Joe. Oh, that was the other thing. This is so funny. Justin wanted me to change my grand opening date because he couldn't be here. I was like, I can't. He was really upset. And it's Justin, I can't.
Here you go.
Let's call him.
Isn't that funny?
This is the world. This is the rest.
Yeah. He was like, you can't have it on that day. I was like, what? But it's spring break. It's the beginning. You know, the first day of spring is actually on that Thursday. I think it's that. Anyway, it's this week.
It's today.
Oh, it's today. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that comes into play. And I was like, Justin, I can't. And he's like, but I'm not going to be there. You got to change it.
Wow.
So I couldn't change it. I'm sorry, Justin. I couldn't change it. So, but Tropical Smoothie's going to be out there serving up smoothies. The First Security Bank's Teal Grill, you know,
the Teal Grill at the Bridal Cottage.
Financed through them? Are you financed through them?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Hello, I'll tell you what.
Billboards?
It has been awesome to be on the other side because I'm the client now.
Yes.
They are amazing. Amazing. I have a branch that's right by me. And before, you know, as I was getting up and going, you know, I didn't have a fax machine. My email wasn't set up. They were doing all, I could run by the branch and they would fax something for me or email something for me. I mean, they were so incredible.
Good job.
Amazing. So love them to death. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. Whoa. I'm trying to think who else is going to be out there.
Who takes care of you here? Who's your account representative?
Trey, and I haven't even heard from him.
Okay, because
he's not getting any
money. He jumped all over it from the very beginning.
He did, yeah. Okay. Poor thing's not getting much of a commission.
Yeah, we mentioned
Greystone
yesterday on the air.
Yeah.
And he goes straight to RJ. He goes, don't give out any more information. Give me their name and number before you talk about them again. So I would just like to say that, like, Lindy's magic moment was when she opened her store. Mine's going to be when Greystone opens back up. And I'm going to tell you exactly when it's going to be and where it's going to be. And, Trey, you get your grubby paws off of them unless you're going to go out and whine and dine.
Get your dirty hands off him. Me. I haven't heard from him.
Well,
but
you know what? Because he's a soft salesman. Soft sale.
He is.
Soft
sale. Okay.
Yeah, and maybe you'll have a putting off. Is Bradley going to be shooting hoops out there?
I don't know, but I think I'm going to put him in the display window with all the dresses. I think that'll be fun.
And a tux?
We have tuxes. We rent tuxes.
Well, I'd certainly put them in a tux.
See? I know. I need to get them in a tux.
That would look
That's
cool.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Are you our tux person? If we need a tux, will you discount?
I have a relationship with Paul Morrell, and so anything that they have, I can get, and we rent. So we do big proms, you know, prom tuxes, wedding tuxes. I mean, yeah.
Well, how about you and Aaron? How's Aaron doing with
Aaron's
all this?
Aaron's wonderful. He's been so supportive. Ugh. I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride. So he's been very supportive.
Marriage on rocks or anything?
No, not at all. Good. He's in Denmark right now, so he's.
Oh, he's not rocks.
I know.
He's in Denmark.
He's across the world.
He's not in Copenhagen.
But his trip was supposed to be next week, and so we had it all planned anyway.
But you can Skype.
We have been Skyping every day.
Yes. Okay.
So Skype is great.
Skype is cool.
It's very
cool. And books are cool.
Books.
Just want to throw that out there because Tavon gave me a book to read, and it's about my hero. So anyway, that's it. So you and Aaron,
Aaron's great.
You're
thank
be
you.
On Pawn Stars. Yeah, I've got this 19-year-old Robin Staubach.
I will not.
I'll give you $100 for it. I want $75.
No, I won't sell that. I wouldn't sell.
I'll tell
book.
You this: we could be a reality show. I'm not kidding. On Saturday, I fell twice. How does that happen?
You fell?
I fell in the store, just walking. Well, walking briskly.
I can tell you how it used to happen to me.
I never fall. Fell twice. The toilet overflooded into the bathroom, into the break room. It was awesome. And what else happened? I have a big banner outside. It broke. I mean, it, you know, it's just like... It's stuff always happens. Something. It's always something.
Always something.
You got new. I mean, being a small business like you mentioned, I know you appreciate the small business owners. So
yes.
Now, when you think about all the small businesses that came in here, whether they be to feed us or to talk about their product, you have to understand. Boy, they were always in a great mood. In a great mood, you had to put on that face
to do
that sort of thing. But now your name's up there.
Yeah,
it's your name up there. So just like you said, if it fails. It's on you as well. And so the pressure's on there to do that. And, of course, I wish you the best of
success.
Thank
you. Thank you. And, you know, from just an advertising perspective, I mean, that's hard. You know, for small businesses to set aside that kind of money.
Yeah.
To promote yourself.
And you have to do it.
And you gotta get results for what you do.
Yes, you do. And that's one thing that y'all have always been great at. You know, and just remember that when you go out and somebody buys you for a live broadcast, because I know how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's somebody's hard-earned money.
We're a lot of those
and,
this summer.
You know, and you know, y'all go out and do such a great job. Understanding the business, talking to the owner, talking to, you know, just trying to figure out what their needs are. I mean, y'all do a really great job.
We'll be in Sheridan this Friday.
You need a lawnmower for your shop, certainly.
Yeah.
A lawnmower?
Absolutely.
I don't have any grass.
Well, you know what? Gravely.
Gravely.
My neighbor Jared is asking me about it. He says, ask Lindy about, and I could be pulling an RJ labia on this thing, sublimation.
Sublimation.
Sublamation. Is that what's called dyeing the fabrics?
What are you doing over there?
That made me fancy.